Did you ever get a whiff of someone walking by and just think, how are you not famous with a smell like that?
Famously. Well, I had that with some fella last week. He smelled like a holiday and a hug at the same time. I nearly followed him home.
Turns out it was Lynx Cherry Spritz. Genuinely, it's part of the new fine fragrance collection, and it smells finer than the finest fragrance. Think cherry, red apple, amber. It's actually made by world-class perfumers.
Yeah, you can tell off the bat. I swear, it's like one of them 150 euro colognes you'd only wear to a wedding, except it's in a body spray, shower gel and deodorant stick, and you can lash it on every day.
Yeah, and it's got zinc tech too. You forgot that one. Mm. 2 times more odor protection and 72-hour freshness. You're not just smelling good, you're lingering in rooms like a sexy ghost.
It's sweet in a deadly way. Not sugary, just premium without being precious, do you know?
Smell class, feel class, be class, Lynx. Smell finer than the finest fragrances.
Class.
Go loud.
Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for the crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Alright, what's up and all?
The crack, could you?
227 in the place.
In the building, what's up?
Yeah, yeah.
What's up with you?
Yup.
You're looking well, darling.
Same.
I'm excited to record another episode of the Stolid Podcast with you.
Yes, and you, Owen.
And you, Owen.
Mm. What a pleasant recording we might have.
Well, we've already recorded, so you can tell.
What a pleasant recording we just had.
That's like a terrible posh accent. What even was that?
It's like in Kevin and Perry when they meet the boards.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, good evening.
I feel like we haven't seen you for a while. Have you been away?
He was here last week. Oh no, Siobhan was here.
Siobhan was here.
He's always ditching.
Always out of here.
Priorities are elsewhere.
No, I'm a busy man. I was over in Macedonia last week.
Massive.
For the match?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, just over in Macedonia.
Was it amazing?
Interesting place.
Did you win?
No, we lost to a 93rd minute own goal. Doesn't get much worse than that, 6,000 miles.
That's very Shelbourne, isn't it?
That's very Reds.
I don't know. Shelbourne came from behind again. 2-0 against Bowes.
Yeah, we made up
to win 3-2. That was incredible.
What made up for the 93rd minute own goal? A stray dog was snuck into the stadium, and not a small stray dog.
A big one.
A very big one.
Like a wolf.
Hard to get pictures, but he's tired in this table.
Did he run onto the field?
No, he just hung around. That was Gonto.
Did he just keep him?
No, he left us. I think he was kicked out actually on grounds of being a dog, presumably. Lots of stray dogs over there though. Packs of them.
Really?
One of them adopted us later on in the evening. They just tag on and go along and got to the stadium. It's gone through, just walking right in.
So the dogs will be following you around, then? I like that. Reminds me of my childhood.
Yeah, it reminds me of, I went to Wexford for one holiday and there was a black Labrador that just hung around with me the whole time down there.
Loved that.
And then when I was leaving, I was crying because I had to leave what I thought was my dog behind, and I was chasing after
the car,
the pickup truck that I was sat in the back of.
That's which fucking is heartbreaking. That's heartbreaking.
I was crying and he was chasing out, and then like the car was obviously going faster than he was, and he was just getting smaller and smaller, but he kept trying and trying. And I often wonder what happened to him. And I wondered if he thought about me. I did wonder that.
Did you give him a name?
Blackie.
Mm.
Blackie. Wasn't very creative, but it was a child. Give me a fucking break.
Did you have a stray dog friend when you went to the match? You said there that they were following you around, yeah?
To the match? One followed us to the match, yeah.
Ah, did you give him a rub?
Yeah, I think everyone did.
Did you pet him?
Yeah. I'll show you a picture of him.
Wait, he's all fucking going, way, losing the plot now.
Well,
definitely.
Down the far end.
That's a fucking dog, yeah.
Fuck the match, we just play with
Chelbourne. Dog, there's a dog.
It was a bit like that.
Was he, yeah? I can pitch them all like here, fucking 16-year-old.
There's the tail of Skonto.
Ah, there he is.
Ah, would you rub him?
I wouldn't.
No?
You wouldn't rub a strange dog?
You lazy bastards, there's a whole load of pictures here. Oh, I didn't know. Be in the stadium.
You get, it's rare to be scrolling through someone else's phone.
Can't be is that the eyes? Oh, hello. Oh, he's good, isn't he? Is it a girl or a boy?
I didn't check.
Did any of us get down on your honkers and have a look?
Did he lift his leg?
He was in the men's room, so.
He was in the men's room.
I scroll down, there's a picture of him in the jacks.
The dog's in the toilet. The dog's in the toilet. The fucking dog's in the toilet.
He's having a piss. God dog's a dog. He's having a piss.
That'd have made my fucking night.
It kind of did, yeah.
Look on there.
Look at the happy head on your man.
Can I show them on the camera in case you clip it? Hello.
Don't like you having my phone. When you were recording last week, I was over there.
Off rubbing dogs.
Yep. And I wouldn't change it for the world.
Was the dog there for the full 90 minutes?
No, I don't know what point he got kicked out, but we're pretty sure we saw him on the far side afterwards.
Snuck in on the back side.
He's
looking over at us.
Brilliant. Working brilliant. Are you going on with it?
Yeah. I'm just going to keep that mental image of the dog at the match forever. I'm just going to keep on to that.
It's a great
hold
image.
On to that one forever.
It's a great image.
Oh, is I mad at that age? Hello?
The guards pulled us over in the front of the building.
Yeah.
Just for looking like scumbags.
Oh, yeah, tell us about that.
I went out for a vape and I knew that Joe was on the way, so I'd see him outside. And
Mark McCabe.
Batra-batra-maniac. Boom-pepo, boom-pepo, papo, papa. But him anyway. We were chatting to him and the guards went by and they slowed up, but then they reversed. They done the classic reverse. Slow up and reverse. They did that to us.
Yeah, yeah.
Us, me. Us podcasters.
Do you know who I am?
That's fucking Mark McCabe, for fuck's sake. Yeah, and they just like pulled the window down.
How are you doing, lads? All right, guard.
Yeah, grand. How's everything?
How are you, mate?
Is everything all right? But at he definitely thought we were dodgy. Like, I'm in a fucking all black tracksuit. Aha, the usual.
I know you have a beard like a homeless man.
Yeah, and Mark McCabe was wearing the Canada Goose jacket.
Three scumbags.
Dirty bastards.
I'd stop me.
I would definitely stop me.
We were definitely selling something.
Yeah. Like we were huddled around each other.
I was going to
run. We formed like a triangle. It looked very dodgy.
We should have just legged it for the crack when he reversed imagine. Up.
Just ran. But then I think he tweaked who we were. Like the guard's accent was like working class dub, wasn't it? Like he was from around. Like,
well, I wouldn't say working class, but yeah. Yeah, yeah, he had a Dublin accent there, yeah. Armed guards as well. Yeah. Armed response, yeah.
Nearly shot us. Nearly killed Mark McCabe. But he said, just podcasting, is it?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, so then he kind of tweaked it.
Yeah.
When I turned around. Then you were like, can I get a snap? With Mark McCabe.
No.
They're like, Mark McCabe, can we get a snap? And then they start going, batter batter maniac. Boop-bap, 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 boop-bap.
I said, did you think we were protesting? And he goes, yeah, we thought it was the Israeli embassy. I said, fuck off, guards. Rah. And they said, sorry, Joe. And then they liked it.
Said, sorry, Joe McGuck, and love you to bits.
I said, pigs out. And then they left. Didn't they?
Oh, they drove off straight away, yeah.
And weren't they crying?
Sobbing to Maniac.
And we got, Mark, take your phone out there and play Maniac. Neil.
Soon as they pulled up, I just start recording. Because you just never know. I just took my phone out.
I was TikTok like,
peaceful recording.
Yeah. I'm a citizen journalist.
Yeah. Peaceful recording, pal.
Peaceful recording. Gonna have to take that
just
phone
in case,
out.
Just in case they tried to nick me for nothing. Imagine I got nicked.
I'd love that. I'd love to see you on the dock in court.
Just on the lineup.
Or in the back room where all the other criminals that are waiting to be tried, and you're just in the back room with all of them. What are you in for? Peaceful recording.
A what? Peaceful recording.
What the fuck is peaceful recording?
What do you mean peaceful recording? Just like a recording where you're just being peaceful about it. Just standing there peacefully recording on your phone. Just in case the guards try and nick you.
Because you never know.
You never know who's recording you. Remember that fella with the GoPro recording me? Telling you about that?
No.
When I was getting ramen.
Oh yeah, yeah, you were telling me about that.
Just never know.
Yeah. Just never know.
Then builders could be out there recording us in between Hoover and the roof.
He's dying to talk about this.
Oh, dying to.
Come on.
All the way we were like,
so we were
giving them a bit of stick, like for the laugh. I was like, ah, look at them out there and all. 10 of them all staring at one person on a ladder. It's a bit of a laugh, but like literally came in and one of them was hoovering the roof with a hoover, wasn't he all?
Yeah, well, the ceiling to be precise, but yeah.
The ceiling, yeah.
Well, we weren't sure if it was hoovering or buffing it out. We couldn't really tell. But we had a lot of time because Joe was pretty late, so the two of us were out that window.
I drove in, took an hour and a half.
Yeah, but you missed them hoovering the roof.
I'm raging now.
Some soy. It's like, really?
That's kind of trippy.
I nearly had a panic attack. I was like, is this really happening?
Yeah, is he really hoovering?
Am I upside down and they're like actually hoovering the ground?
Is he Spider-Man?
Same fella there. That's what would you call that?
Plastering. What would you call
it? So he's plastering it and then letting it dry and then hoovering the roof.
He's hoovering the plaster.
What would you call that?
Yeah, hoovering.
That's plastering, darling. The curtain was dropped.
The veil was dropped,
The veil was dropped, yeah. Not the curtain. Why would the curtain be dropped?
Same time. Don't worry.
The curtain was opened.
Did you see the UFO last night?
I've seen a video of it, yeah. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
What?
The truth is out there.
Can I see?
The UFO?
The video.
I don't know.
Have you not seen it?
No.
I've seen it on Twitter. God.
Have you not seen it?
No.
I've seen it on X.
So it's been debunked, but I'll show you anyway, because I don't believe the debunked story.
Why would you?
Exactly.
Wouldn't be in your nature to believe a debunking.
Debunking? As if. Can't debunk anything. No debunking at all allowed. No such thing as debunking.
I don't even fucking follow Dublin Live. I thought I did.
Dublin Live.
Dude, look at that in the sky. Last night over Carlo.
Okay. UFO over Carlo.
What did the debunk say? Something on the camera lens.
Let's see if Owen can try justify this stat. That's not a UFO.
Why is it on me to justify it?
Because I feel like you're already cynical about it or critical about it.
Skeptical.
Skeptical. That's the word.
Without even saying it, you were skeptical.
Yeah.
Just goes to show you.
That is called
you're not
confirmation
like
bias.
Soon as someone says they've seen a UFO, you have to say, no way.
Yeah, you have to say,
really? If you're looking for confirmation bias, you could look to the side of the desk.
What is it?
I don't know what that is. And the source for this is Carlo Weather. He's a sensible man.
No better source.
Yeah, 100%.
Carlo Weather.
He's a sensible man.
Can I say it?
Had him on many a radio show I produced.
Yeah, oh, really?
He's like a legit weather man.
Legit meteorologist.
Did you not see it?
I don't know what that is.
Look at that.
Lens flare. Force comment.
No, it's not lens flare.
Yeah, what are you talking about? It's not lens flare, whoever you are.
And now, last week's podcast, I said to you, the 29th of October, which was yesterday, there's going to be a fucking huge event. And there's a mothership parked up behind the sun. And it's releasing little drones.
And that was one of them.
And that was one of them.
And someone came out and said, oh no, that's debunked there. That's just a lens flare.
They said, what did, so what
just
do you
a bit of dust
is?
On the camera there. Say nothing, yeah?
It's been debunked as it is SpaceX launched a rocket and it was the rocket releasing its fuel into the atmosphere.
Of course they'd say that.
I'm not buying it.
Did he not want us
I'm
to
not
know?
Buying it.
Why don't you just tell us? Did he not want us to know or something? Like, it's right there.
Can't keep lying to us.
Fucking hell, like, just say it. We can all see it. Like, don't make things up about rockets.
I'm just looking at Carlo Weather's page.
That's mad. Describe that for the listener there.
The UFO was identified as Falcon 9. It was the second part dumping fuel.
Still going. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what the Carlo one was.
I'm not buying it. It was a fucking UFO.
Of course it was. What else was it? say what all you want what it was, but we know what it was.
Fuel doesn't look like fuel to me. It looks like a spaceship to
me. Can't even see fuel.
Why? Glowing in the nighttime?
Fuel? Like, no.
All right.
Don't think so. But did you see this one? Explain this one.
I don't want
to. No. Oh, no, dude, no. Look at. This is the former governor of Nuevo León in Mexico. These are all CCTV footage cameras from his gaff, and he posted it.
In Mexico.
That's just a light coming down a hill.
Oh, it's, God. That's you. Yeah, yeah. That's just a light coming down a hill.
This guy.
Then it's going up the hill.
Yeah. Look at the speed of it as well. What the fuck is that?
That third one looks more mysterious.
Repeat what you said there. That's just a light going down a hill.
Yeah.
What light? Just a light going down a hill?
Well, the rest of it's dark, so you can't see what it's attached to.
That's like saying, that's just a ghost. Well, big deal.
That's just a ghost going down a hill.
It's the same thing. I fully am open to and would lean more towards more likely that there is other intelligent life.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's not very skeptical.
I've said this to you so many times. This just, every time I say it and you're surprised, it just proves you don't listen to a word I say.
Intelligent life.
Yeah.
How far outside the solar system?
I have no idea.
In our galaxy?
How would I know that?
Not in our galaxy, I don't think.
But we're just going off your gut here.
I think majority of people wouldn't be as skeptical towards aliens.
Really? Everyone thinks that aliens exist. Do you think aliens are visiting Earth though?
Yeah, of course. Just see them videos.
Hello? What the fuck?
Truth is out there. Did you ever get a whiff of someone walking by and just think, how are you not famous with a smell like that?
Famous
like.
Well, I had that with some fella last week. Smelled like a holiday and a hug at the same time. I nearly followed him home.
Turns out it was Lynx Cherry Spritz. Genuinely, it's part of the new fine fragrance collection and it smells finer than the finest fragrance. Think cherry, red apple, amber. It's actually made by world-class perfumers.
Yeah, you can tell off the bat. I swear, it's like one of them 150 euro colognes you'd only wear to a wedding. Except it's in a body spray, shower gel and deodorant stick. And you can lash it on every day.
Yeah, and it's got zinc tech too. You forgot that one. Mm. 2 times more odour protection and 72 hour freshness. You're not just smelling good, you're lingering in rooms like a sexy ghost.
It's sweet in a deadly way. Not sugary, just premium without being precious, do you know?
Smell class, feel class, be class. Lynx. Smell finer than the finest fragrances.
Class.
Did you know duck herding is a thing? Like competitive duck herding.
Like herding duck like?
Like instead of sheep.
Okay.
Getting the dog to herd the ducks. And they do it at Crufts.
They do it at Crufts?
High level competition, yeah. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, but like, who has ducks?
Well, these people who train them to be herded.
But like, why would people own ducks? What's the benefits of that?
You get duck eggs. Can you eat duck eggs?
Yeah.
Is that why they breed just ducks? Like, I know I've heard of like sheep for like meat and stuff, but like, would it be for duck as well, like meat? Like,
but as a pet.
Just one.
Well, you'd have sheep for the wool as well. The wool is worth money. You can make
sheep have many.
They maintain the land. They eat the grass, maintain the land.
But if I understand herding sheep, but like herding ducks.
Yeah, I don't know why you do that.
So who's herding them? The collie?
I think it's collies, yep.
I'm just interested in what else people herd.
Are you seeing an interesting sport? There was a video, someone watching it and kind of commentating on it, where you kind of face off with somebody to throw a shopping cart into the shopping cart aisle from a distance. It's like competitive shopping cart throwing.
Throw it into another one?
Not into another one, but into, you know, the laneway that they're in?
Yes.
So from you're a distance away from the laneway.
You have to get through the...
If you get
the
pot
in between the bars, like?
Yeah.
All right, that's fucking deadly.
It is deadly.
I'd have a bit of that.
I'd play it. I'd be into that.
I'd put money under that.
It's the kind of thing that you would stick a fiver on yourself.
Go on, I'll do fucking fancy myself here. Weird to see that.
We'll have a go nearest to the wall afterwards. Whenever I'm out with the lads, it just turns into a competitive closest to the wall.
I thought you were going
to
say, whenever I'm out with the lads, we're always playing that. We're always trying to get the trolley into the bay.
The little car park, I'm nearly at the choking of my tune.
Just swallow it. Oh, it gets stuck to your heart though. It gets stuck on your heart if you swallow it and you'll have a heart attack.
Want more duck info?
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah. Are we going back to the duck thing?
Well, not about duck herding, but just more generally about ducks.
I would like to know because I'm interested to know why they're herding ducks and why people keep ducks.
Well, people keep ducks as pets. For food and as pets.
I was at a restaurant before and like they cooked the food in front of you. I think you were there before.
Oh, like a teppanyaki restaurant?
Yeah, and they cooked the food in front of you and the fella that was cooking the food, the chef, he would like... reference the animal by their noises. Like do you want some bok bok? I was like, yeah. And he's like, you want quack quack? I was like, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely, yes. Some of that bok-bok. Show that over there, yeah. Bit of rice. You want quack quack? Go ahead.
The name duck. Where do you think it comes from?
Duck.
They fly low and you kind of say, duck.
No, you're pretty much on the right track there. So because they duck their head underwater.
I think they're real
so
cute.
So the word duck, the verb, came first. And then the name of the bird.
Huh.
Hmm.
I think that's cute.
More duck facts later.
I like the duck out of Rosie and Jim.
Yeah. The wooden one that just goes.
There's been some good ducks. The Mighty Ducks.
Daffy Duck.
Daffy Duck.
Donald Duck.
Donald Duck.
Scrooge McDucks.
Who's that?
It's like Daffy Duck's rich uncle or something.
Scrooge. Donald Scrooge McDuck.
Scrooge McDuck.
That's strange you don't know Scrooge McDuck.
It's not strange that I don't know Scrooge McDuck.
It's strange he doesn't know Scrooge McDuck.
I'd say so, yeah.
Thank you. Let us know in the comments.
Bottle locks me wedding ring.
Now look, you're dropping your wedding ring. See, I'm not the only one, man. I'm not the only one.
I'm starting to try it. Like, I keep taking it off and just doing that. Like,
it's
like you do that thing where it goes around your fingers. Like,
if you start doing that, it's so addictive, and you'll do it and you lose that fucking ring.
Fucking my pawn it anyway. Get a few quid and get a cheap one.
I want to get a few chickens. I swear to God, if it wasn't in the middle of Coolock and I wasn't afraid that they'd be robbed.
You have worse in the middle of Coolock. If a dinosaur in your garden isn't. I think if you get a few chickens, it'd be less noticeable than the dinosaur.
Yeah.
Out the back, a few quack quacks.
No, in the front. The front garden full of chickens.
You should just get a petting zoo. Charge people in, honestly.
A llama.
Yeah. Spit at you, no?
Keep the grass.
Llamas spit at you, don't they?
Did he, yeah.
Like that.
Scumbags.
Dirty.
Scumbags. Eat like that as well, like that fucking chewing, like they've been swallowing 4 tablets of MDMA.
Gornin. Little Gorny. Hear that llama in your garden's Gorny there.
He's out of his head.
What story? I'm like, don't bring your kids in there, things Gornin.
Is that Mark McCabe in your garden? DJing for the llamas.
Nick.
The maniac.
Tanner, any information on ducks there that you want to tell us on?
I'm working on it.
Do you like duck? Do you like eating duck?
I've had it before, but I can't remember what it tastes like.
Fucking
no, lovely. What am I fucking talking about? Duck out of the Chinese, like?
Yeah.
Aromatic duck with the little fucking rolls, the pancakes.
Oh, yeah. Duck pancakes. Duck spring roll.
Duck pancakes. I just remembered. It just came to me.
I don't know. Why the fuck did I think I didn't have duck in a while?
If I invited you over to my house for dinner.
And there was a duck on the table, like?
I said, wait there for a minute. And I went out over to Stardust Park. And I grabbed a duck from the pond and I brought it into the house. Would you eat the duck?
No.
Oi.
Again, there's a few steps missing between you bringing it in the front door and him eating it.
Well, I'll have to pluck it and gut it and
all of that.
It. Well, yeah. Ring its neck or smack it off the ground.
Jesus Christ.
Are you doing that over in the park before you come back?
I know, do it in front of him. It's part of the pageant.
Ring its neck and smack its head off the. No, I couldn't. I'd actually leave.
But that's what duck is.
I know, but I don't like the.
I just knew this is what dinner at John McGuckin's house would be like.
I don't want to see the process of an animal being slaughtered. I don't want to see that. Like the same way as if I get a chicken in Dunn's, I don't want to see how it got to that position. Do you know what I mean? I just want the skinned and I'll just put it in the oven. But if you went over to the pond, I'm pretty sure that's illegal as well to like just go to a random pond and take a fucking duck.
Is it illegal?
Absolutely it is.
I think you can just take a duck.
You can take a duck from a pond.
You can just take a duck.
I don't believe you can take a duck from a pond.
Can you not?
I'm pretty sure you can.
Can you kill a fox?
Not supposed to eat, I know.
I don't think so.
Are you not?
I don't think so.
There's too many of them. They need a cullen, the foxes.
No, they don't. Since when?
What would you do, right?
Are they not all over the place?
What would you do if I invited you off for dinner, right?
Right.
And then it goes, I'll be back in a minute. I'm just going out the back garden to wait for a fox.
Yeah.
And I got one. I grabbed it. And I was like, brought it in, it was scuffling all the place and I whacked it. Would you hear?
I'd say, can I keep the tail for a nice little scarf?
For fuck's sake.
Another duck fact.
Go on.
Or a quack. Quacked. Sorry. Go on.
They sleep with half their brain awake.
Just in case someone comes over and pulls them out of the pond.
Head under the wing, one eye open, half the brain awake.
Your man Joe was around. Keep half your brain open because last week he grabbed Paul and brought him home. Smacked them off the table. Even the thoughts of that, man. Jesus, horrible. I can see why people are vegetarians.
Oh yeah,
I really can.
Yeah. You can overthink it though, or you could just enjoy a nice curry.
Yeah, just don't think about it. Just be like, this is nice food.
Yeah. Just stick your head in the
sand. If I did overthink about it, I probably could be a vegetarian.
Is it true that ducks quacks don't echo, or is that a myth?
That is a myth, I believe.
No, it doesn't.
Another duck fact.
I'd love to hear it.
They can see UV light.
Oh.
Mm. So they have 4 types of colour sensitive cones in their eyes. That's what you call them. We have 3. So they have an extra layer of vision.
Jesus. What animal has the most?
I believe it is the mantis shrimp. I'll double check that.
A shrimp? How many? Shrimp? Many layers does he got?
Oh, a lot. But just on the ducks, berries and what else would be some fruit seeds, things like that. That's they actually emit UV light that we never see.
Oh, so if we start eating it, we could see more
UV light. No, if you had extra.
What do they be eating?
Bread. Bread that people throw on it.
Ducks eat meat
bread and that you didn't eat.
Seeds and everything.
They eat old what? You said they eat me.
They're omnivores, yeah. They'll eat a bit of everything.
Fish and that?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I thought they just ate bread.
Just Brendan's bread.
I thought they'd be starving the whole time and then, like, oh, quick, here's some with a slice pan.
An old slice pan.
We might have had this question before. I don't know.
Us or someone else?
Is duck seafood?
No.
No.
Bored.
Yeah, it's a board. That's seafood. It doesn't even swim in the sea.
If it flaps, it's a board.
If it has wings,
it's a board.
Right, let's talk about something else. I've moved my attentions elsewhere.
I sent Fred in to get his balls cut off today.
Newt.
Poor Fred.
I know. Is that bad, is it?
It's not bad, though.
I just hope
people would say it's bad.
Right.
But, like, it's not the worst thing.
Yeah. Would people say it's bad?
I think so.
The vets kind of
don't want you to.
They want you to.
Do they?
But then I don't know if it's a money thing.
Yeah, it's pricey, is it?
€290 to get his
balls
cut off.
Jesus Christ. Should have done it myself.
Could have done it with a butter knife.
Could have well done that yourself or nothing.
Bit them off me teeth.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Come here.
You fucking stay still, lad.
You'd have to do that with a few drinks, wouldn't you?
Jesus. I didn't know that they put them to sleep as well.
Football cards, a few points and bite your dog's balls off. Yeah, they put them asleep. Frank's knew it as well. Poor fella.
Do you become depressed after it?
No.
I feel like they don't have a drive or they don't
bark. Like if you get your dog neutered, it's because they're humping everything. Is he humping everything?
He gets very excited when he's around other dogs and he shows his excitement by humping them.
Yeah, yeah. And
that's what he does. Every one of them, like, even like, if they're trying to bite him, he's like trying to fucking ride the
leg. What about people?
Does he hump, he doesn't hump people.
Legs and all?
No, he doesn't hump people. Thank God.
I had a mate who had a dog that would hump everything that moved. And like he'd be just in his gaff fucking standing in the sit room talking to us like, man, Dan, and the dog would be just humping your leg. Like, get down, get off. And they're like, ah, get down on him, get down on him. Standing there getting humped over. Like, can we go now?
I brought Fred for a walk. I don't know if I told you this already, but I brought Fred for a walk and I bumped into a few people who had dogs out in the park as well. And I was chatting to them and they were like, oh, a few of us meet up. Like, we have a WhatsApp group chat where if one of us is going to the park, like,
hang on, you're in a community dog walking WhatsApp group.
Yeah, and it's kind of hilarious.
For a fella that didn't have a dog for a long time,
yeah,
he's really, you're probably putting jumpers and all on him now, are you?
No, I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not. But I've been thinking about it.
It's cold.
Cold weather.
Yeah. Did you get my Halloween costume?
No, I didn't get a Halloween
costume.
Did anyone else get my Halloween costume?
Nobody. He's not getting dressed up. He'll have a cone on his head. Maybe we could play with that. Maybe we could turn him into like a little lamp.
The Pixar lamp?
The Pixar lamp, yeah.
What's he supposed to be, Ed? Pixar lamp?
Or maybe turn him into like a little megaphone. Hold on, I don't get too many ideas and too little time.
See, you're in a WhatsApp group and he's meet up.
And we meet up then, and I feel like they're raging that he added me into the group chat because
they're only on it for the hump.
I let him off the lid, and they're all off the lid, like, but I let him off the lid, and then he just runs over and he's just riding every one of them. And I'm like, so, Fred, get down. And they're all like, it's grand, it's just what they do. They're just dogs. It's just a dog being a dog. And I'm like, yeah, but like, what if he comes on your dog? Like, are you gonna, like, is that gonna happen? Will he keep humping until that happens?
I don't know how it works. They get stuck together though. That's all I know, don't they?
They get stuck together.
They do.
Yeah, that's how babies happen.
But I think like a male and a female dog, like in intercourse, they'll get stuck together.
What are you talking about?
They get glued together for ages. You can't get them off. You're like, trying to pull it. Just be careful next time in case it gets stuck. You have to pull it. It'll make yourself look worse.
It's like that. There's that film. Did you see that film? Where they, I think it's called Together. And they
they morphed. Yeah.
It's shite, but you know, they ride.
That's kind of similar to when dogs.
Yeah. can't. They just kind of
stuck.
They
for
the
hours.
Forever.
You have to bring it home with you. Two dogs then.
Fred was riding one of the dogs. His arm humping one of the dogs.
What a chat.
And then like the dog ran away. And then he was just there standing in the field by himself, humping air. Like just humping, like there's nothing there. And he's just like, oh, you good.
No, he's only dancing, he was. He was like, ah, lovely, do a dance.
Do it.
Ah, oh, that was brilliant. I'll do a little dance for Miona.
Do it. Yeah. What do you think of this job?
What do you think of this dance, the hump hump?
So I was like, all right, I'm going to get his balls cut off. Hopefully that stops that.
Well, Amy's dad's dog was neutered and he still humps everything.
No.
Yeah.
So it's a scam.
I don't think it's a scam. I think like they'd be less wiry, but
More making love than
it'd be more like, why am I still doing this?
Nothing is coming out. What's happening here?
I think it's when you get them, you're supposed to get them neutered like in the first few months of like being a pup, like. Get it done anytime, I think.
Yeah,
but
I think
like,
so, yeah.
I think you're supposed to get it done early on.
But listen to this. So I left Fred in to get neutered.
Uh-huh.
And I got a weird text off them before to say that your appointment is here. We'll see Fred to cut his balls off or something. It was a text message, and I was like, that's
really
weird. Did
it say to cut his balls off?
Just an hour ago, I got a text message from them saying, okay, hi Joe, I'm calling just to let you know that Friday surgery is finished. And we're out God. If you can give us a call back so we can book in discharge time for Fred. Okay, thank you, boy.
Is that line again?
Without God, what's that mean?
I'm calling. This is word for word, verbatim, what's sent to me. I'm calling just to let you know that Friday surgery is finished and we're out God.
Without God?
Yeah.
What's that mean?
Today's not Friday.
If you can give us a call back so we can book in the discharge time for Fred. Okay, thank you, boy.
Without God, possibly God, dog.
Without God,
without
finished
dog.
And without God, what I'm getting is like
they need
it's finished
God
now, and he's not dead. So it's finished, and he's without.
I
God.
Think God or correct is much more likely than that's how the vet communicates with you.
I feel what like your vet used ChatGPT to form a message to send to you.
So without and I got God. A really fucking weird one as well, Autumn, for booking it in. So what I think it might have been. Is it's probably like a voice message that's transcribed.
Ah, that makes more sense.
With a weird accent.
Yeah. Sometimes I get voice message and it comes up as a message like.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's just like fucking all out the place.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, I'm in trouble here.
It was literally like he's without God. And then I was like, I thought maybe it's he's with God and he's dead.
Do you want to ring them?
No, I'd say it's Grant. I think
he's with God. Imagine if just text saying he's with God now.
Rest in peace.
That'd be some sinister stuff, wouldn't
destroy
it?
Destroy his remains.
That'd be a Netflix documentary on that bit.
Fucking hell. I just thought that was mad.
That is weird.
Should I be concerned?
Usually, like, if I get a message or Amy gets a message off the vet, it's just like literally like, it's kind of like, it's not really like layered out like a physical text message. It's just like a, like on a system, it just comes up appointment or collect.
Yeah, yeah,
do you know that way? Like in blue.
This place does like, a more personal touch.
Yeah, they're literally saying that you had dogs with God.
Without God.
It's a religious vet. It's a Christian vet. The fuck?
And they also brought out chicken hearts.
Ah, yeah. Did you have it?
I tried a little bit. I didn't like it.
There's big news out there for me this week.
What is it?
I'm sure you're aware.
Are you fucked?
Lily Allen broke up with her husband.
Oh, yeah. David Harbour
in dramatic fashion. And I said it.
What happened?
I said he was a scumbag. I said
Did he cheat on her?
Too good for him.
Did he cheat on her?
Are you for real? Darren, Lily Allen brought out an album with 14 songs. And you know how she writes is like painfully honest and direct and there's no nuance to it. She laid out everything that he did in those 14 songs of how he cheated on her, who, like how she found out. Like what he was like to her, like
David Harbour.
Yeah, they broke up 8 months ago because he was cheating on her. And
I always felt like they were the most random couple ever.
100%, 100%. And there's a video as well circulating from an old Reader's Digest or Architect's Digest. They've done like a video, come and see my house kind of thing. The two of them, And he just puts her down, kind of like cribs, but like, oh, this is our velour carpet on the walls, and it's just like real weird shit. But he just puts her down all the time, and he's just a nasty piece of work. Nasty piece of work.
Really?
But she was saying, one of the songs is like, I don't know, it's saying that he had an arrangement, like it was okay for him to sleep with other women so long as there's payment, or that it wasn't in public, so it had to be in a hotel room. But she found out then that he was riding people in a secret apartment that he had, and it's just, it's all in the album, and it's brutally honest. Like, it's, and it's great. The songs are deadly as well. I'm hooked on it.
Has he said anything like, about this?
You go, girl.
You get him. I'm next.
I wouldn't treat you like that, Lily.
Has he said anything about it, or?
Has he said? No, he hasn't said anything. But the album only came out like a few days ago.
The PR is going to be terrible for the new Stranger Things.
That's the whole point, is the fucking, the thing is starting, the whole PR is starting for that.
Because they're hyping it now, aren't they, for that?
Yeah.
So like, it's going to be like tampered.
He's like the most hated man in the world right now. And you didn't know about this?
I didn't know.
This is big. This is like the biggest thing in showbiz right now. Biggest thing.
Did you know this song?
I knew the rough outline, yeah. I would never know as much
where
detail as
Joe. Where are you getting all your information from?
your algorithm's just football cards. And mine's like sassy girl gossip news.
Expose and TMZ.
It's, but she's back in the market.
I'd say she'd have a cooling down period before she thinks of getting with you.
She's going on a tour.
Just keep following her and unfollowing her until she follows you back on Instagram.
Maybe she'd be in here for an interview. If she does a show over here. Oh, you said to Maura, because Maura knows and thinks it's hilarious that she thinks that I think I could get with Lily Allen.
Do you know what? I can kind of, I think you could have a chance.
Do you think so?
I think it's like, David Harbour kind of has that rugged look, like the way your beard is at the moment and stuff, like that you could have a chance there. She might see a bit of him and say he might be a real gentleman version of my ex-husband.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
What do you think?
Look,
like David Harbour's a heavier set lad than yourself, like.
Yeah. He's older though as well. I'm younger, I have that on him.
What was your initial theory of why you had a chance with Lily Allen?
I just felt like she was down to earth and gettable, yeah.
Just normal, just like,
so nothing about you.
Do you want to go on a date, like?
Yeah, I think.
Can I get you a drink?
She'd like the banter, she'd be up for the laugh, like she's kind of quirky. I was quirky when I was a teenager and I was like, yeah. I feel like,
but now that like you're kind of married with two kids, that's kind of like out the equation, I suppose. It's more just a fantasy.
Yeah, but Maura laughs at the idea of it ever happening, so she's okay with me talking about it, and she's like,
if it happens, like, I mean, like, if she's go for it, like, that's mad.
If Dave Moore's doing an interview and I'm just in the building at the same time, like, what do you think? Should I shoot me shot? She's like, yeah, Joe, shoot your shot. I would love to see how that goes.
And who is it that Moira loves?
David Doherty,
yeah. So if spin it around, flip on its head, if it was Moira, like, you'd be like, fucking go, try it. Like.
shoot your shot.
I mean, if he gets the piano out, go for it.
But yeah, she's on the market now. I think I could stand a chance.
I can see it. It's there for you.
All I need is an opportunity.
Just text her now and say, hey.
Can I be in your next music video?
Hey, can I play David Harbour in the new music video?
I have a beard. Do you not think that I can pull Lily Allen?
I think you can. I already said you could, yeah.
Will you make it happen? You text me. I'm not going to. You have a blue check mark and all.
It doesn't matter.
Say, here, will you meet me, mate? Will you text Lily Allen?
Hey, will you meet me, mate, that's married? That's two kids, fine. But his wife is cool with it because she just doesn't believe it's going to happen. But if it happens,
then we'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
We'll see what happens when we get there. Just let us get there.
I'm like standing there in the lane with Lily Allen, looking back at Morgan, like, are you all right with this? You all right? Yeah. Okay, come here, Lily, for a minute.
Honestly, like, don't want me though. Just leave it. Like,
it's just a quick one. It's just a quick wear.
Hands on the arse and all.
Like that for ages.
For like an hour.
Just me standing up straight.
Standing up straight, not even a hump on your back. Like a pin.
I'm a lot taller than her as well, so it'd be like.
Why did she used to meet people for ages? When you think of it. What was that all about? Like pure meeting, like.
For ages.
Or as they say in the country, shifting. In coppers.
Oh, God. I don't know if I ever told you on this podcast. Do you remember Graham and Nathan had a podcast called Shift, and I talked about it on that? Or maybe I did say out of this one.
I was on
when
that
I went
well.
Onto the stairwell to meet a board for the first time, and it was her first time meeting a fella. And then she says to me,
"You were like, can we just pretend we did it?"
I didn't know. I was up for it. I was ready for it. But she was like, "Do you want to just lick your lips and pretend like we fucking did it?" And I was like, "Yeah, yeah, fuck, I didn't want to meet anyway."
Just going like, "Yeah, no, yeah, yeah, that's grand, yeah,
oh, okay. That's all that matters anyway. Is that all that people think that we met?" And so we did, and literally, we licked our lips and let the spit sit there as we went down the road. That was deadly. That was deadly meat, wasn't it?
Why would you even do it? She's just done it, like.
As if, like, that's what happens after you meet somebody. It's like that, you leave lips. The spit on the face. What the fuck?
You think that, though?
Oh, God almighty. Do you remember the first time you met a board?
I don't think it was at a disco.
Was it? Class.
I was there for ages. Captain Jack was playing. Hey, yo, Captain Jack. I was like, class.
It's class. Bring me back to the railroad track.
Actually couldn't even hear the music. It was that class. It's just like, this is fucking class. Can I get another Red Bull?
Bouncing off the walls.
No chewing gums.
Tasmanian devil.
Do you remember the first time you met a board? What do you get on your chicken?
35 years old.
What do you get on your chicken fillet roll?
Oh, stop.
We have to do a sketch on that. Probably not.
Meet you. Will you meet me, mate? I always wanted to do a sketch. Will you meet me, mate? No. Whatever. Didn't want it anyway. I was only messing.
Me mate wants to know, will you meet me? And they're like, what? What is it? Like, didn't know. And they're just, yeah, me mate wants to know, will you meet me? What? When was a big thing, though, in school and all? How many boards did you meet?
On your summer holidays.
10. No, just in general, like, and you'd be counting and all in your head. Like,
that one doesn't count.
15.
That was only a peck.
The saliva one doesn't count where we pretended to kiss and it's just like saliva. So, 10.
Prove me wrong.
Oh, when was the first time? Do you remember the first time you met someone on?
I can't imagine you meeting someone.
Yeah. Do you still meet Moira?
Do I meet her? Yeah, I'd stand
in the kitchen. While you're cooking, just stop for like 10 minutes.
10 minutes in heaven.
10 minutes in heaven, Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Enough of this, too hairy for that.
You'd have been out in Setonians.
That's where I used to go.
Setonians?
Yeah.
You were probably in Setonians at the same time, would you have been? Or is it in different age brackets?
No, sure, Owen's a good bit older than me. Owen would have been on the door when I was gone. Owen would have been the one handing out the Red Bulls. Thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you're all right after that.
You're very kind.
Me?
No, the listeners. For listening.
Am I kind?
No, tight as a duck's arse. Hey, we bring it back. That's what comedians do. That's called a throwback.
Oh God.
Tight as a duck's arse. It's a cracker.
It's relatable because we were talking about ducks.
A lot about ducks, yeah.
As you do.
That was a quacking joke.
Annie, do you have one?
Yeah, I'm not getting duck puns now.
Quacktastic.
Quacktastic. It's not even a pun, but I like it. Yeah.
Well, it's just like quacking then tastic.
Sure. You're just winging it now.
We'll leave it there, so. We'll head off.
There, so.
Darren's about to flip her.
I don't have one.
He's beaked.
Oh.
As in peaked?
These are bad ducks.
Yeah, I think we should all bounce now.
Do they bounce?
That's not a duck pun.
I wasn't doing a pun. I was just literally like, when we go. No?
That's disappointing. Gotta have one pun.
Do you know where I have to be now?
Where?
I have to go to the quacks to get something looked at.
I thought you were saying the Jacks.
Yeah, Jacks something for you.
No, the doctors, the quacks.
Yeah.
I'm going to just go to quacks for a number one.
That's better.
Yeah?
That's better.
Yeah. Fucking hell, that's disappointing that stuff out of us.
That's really poor.
That's high quality stuff. That's comedy.
Good thing we're not doing a live show.
Boom.
Good work as a stand-up bit.
How many duck puns can you make?
We'll see. Next year.
Right, wrap it up there.
Right, well, go on. See you after.
Bye.
Best of luck. Talk to you later.
Love you.